This is Earth and Sky. It's natural for soil to erode along streams and rivers.
But cutting down trees, building roads, grazing cattle, and filling in wetlands all contribute to stream bank erosion. Sometimes valuable land is lost and water quality deteriorates.
Consider Ten Mile Creek near Helena, Montana. Back in the late 1800s, miners rerouted stretches of the creek to build a small-gauge railroad that would carry ore from mountaintop mines. Afterwards, the creek ran straighter and faster. Streambank erosion sped up. The silt and sediment ruined fish habitat.
Fast forward to 1998, when the U.S. put in place a new Clean Water Action Plan. It called for partnerships between federal and state agencies and local groups. The Montana Department of Natural Resources joined with the U.S. Forest Service and others. Crews from the Montana Conservation Corps worked side by side with volunteers from Helena. The result was thousands of native trees and plants along Ten Mile Creek. Today, cottonwoods, sandbar willows, dogwood, and silver buffalo berry cover stream banks that used to be bare and crumbling.
Meanwhile, across the U.S., there are hundreds of other stream bank restoration projects. Most rely on community action to be effective. For more on some of these projects, come to today's show at earthsky.com. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.